Someday, I'll have a poetry reading and a one-man show at the New Yorican Poets Cafe on the Lower East Side. I'll hand out tokens to all my friends so they got no excuse not to take the ride downtown, okay? My brothers laugh at me just because they've been in the world a little longer. They say I'm loco en la cabeza. There ain't no spit gonna be no big-time artist in America. First off, I tell them, I ain't no spick. And second, watch me. Abuelita says my talent is as old as her bones. She says I got it and my stubbornness from her father. He never did nothing with his talent, though. I asked her why not. Porque la familia could not eat paint, she said. So I will be the first painter in the family. That's fine with me. I've been drawing pictures all my life. I used to make my sister model for me. I'd bribe her with whatever I could scrounge up from returning soda bottles to the grocery. Eventually, I got tired of digging through trash for bottles, and she got bored modeling. Now it's easier. My girlfriend sits for me. Every painter needs a model, right? Anyway, she knows if she's nice to me, one day I'll make her famous. Even if she's not nice, I'll probably paint her because she's beautiful. I want to show the beauty of our people, that we are not all banditos like they show on TV, munching cuchifritos and sipping beer through chipped teeth. I will paint los niños scooping up laughter in the sunshine and splashing in the temporary pool of a fire hydrant. I will paint my cousins turning the sidewalk into a dance floor when salsa or la bamba spills from the third floor window. I will paint mommy, standing at the ironing board late in the evening after a day of piecework in the factory, sweat pouring off her, steam rising from a pot in the background, me tugging at her skirt while she irons. I will paint the way she used to smile down at me, the love in her eyes saying, I only do this for you. Mommy's beauty is better than a movie star's. It survives a kind of life where pamper is a noun, not a verb. I will capture that beauty on canvas someday, when I am good enough. For now, I draw in my sketchbook and paint portraits of myself for practice. But it's not so bad. I'm handsome, after all. Open mic. Zorro, by Raul Ramirez. Call me Zorro. All swash and buckle while the cameras roll, cape swinging in the breeze, teeth showing as expected. I lunge on cue, save the damsel in distress. I understand my role. I've studied all those scripts and comic books. I used to pose for close-ups, knew how to dutifully disappear when the script said, fade to black. Then I'd wait, uncomfortably, between the lines of my own story, till someone with skin like milk yelled action. But I'm done. I'm too old for comic heroes. It's time to lose the cape, step off the page, except I think I'll keep the mask. Why make it easy for you to choose whether I am Zorro or El Bandito when I am neither? Your categories are too confining. The fact is, you're more comfortable with myth than man. But I am here to help. First off, put down your camera. Second, give me your hand.